Hard Times ends the voices of Hard Times with Virginia Durr, who lives in Montgomery, Alabama. She was a young woman at the time in the Deep South, and she reflects concerning the whole idea of the Depression and what it did to humans.
Some say, gee, I wish I'd lived in that time. It was a romantic time.
Well, it really certainly was not a romantic time. It was a time of the most terrible suffering. And it was a time when the contradiction was so obvious that it really didn't take a very bright person to see that something was terribly wrong with it. Because now, in my own case, I thought, you know, it was so insane. The idea of children shaken to pieces with rickets and the milk being poured in the gutter. You know, that was just so stupid and so ridiculous. And so then it was not very long after that. And it was, this went on, this wasn't just a few people. These were thousands of people. You see, in Jefferson County, about three-fifths of the people were on relief. And there was no government relief, so this meant that they had this just these $2.50 a week that the Red Cross provided them, and what they could beg, borrow, or steal. But the thing that also struck me as being so terrible was that just the way my mother and father had this terrible feeling of shame and guilt, and it was their failure they lost all the property, these people had the same feeling of shame and guilt. They lost their jobs. They didn't blame the Republic Steel Company or the United States Steel. They didn't blame the capitalist system. They just blamed themselves. And they thought, well, you know, they would say in the most apologetic way, well, you know, if we hadn't bought that radio, if we hadn't bought that old secondhand car, if we'd saved our money. And, you know, they really blamed themselves. And it was this terrible feeling they had of shame that they were on relief. And one of the things, too, that just struck me with such horror was that the preachers, the fundamentalist preachers, would tell them that they were suffering because they'd sinned. And they believed that too. They really felt that they had sinned and God was punishing them. And that their children were dying of starvation and, you know, shaking with the rickets because of their own sins. Well, to me, this was just perfectly horrible. I mean, the whole thing was just, and yet I didn't know the reason. The Depression affected people in two different ways. One was, and I think this is the overwhelming majority, and that was that having faced the terror of a lack of a job and the shame of having lived on relief and the panic of not knowing whether you were going to be able to get work or not, I think the great majority of the people reacted by, you know, thinking that money was the most important thing in the world and that the most important thing to do was to get yours and get it for your children and be sure that you had it and your children had it and nothing else mattered but, you know, getting some money and some property and not having this terror ever come on you again of not being able to feed your family. On the other hand, I think there were a small number of people, which I think I'm one, who felt like the whole system was lousy and that you had to change the system. And I think that the kids come along and they think you got to change the system too, but they don't seem to know what kind of system to put in its place. Well, now, I'm not so sure that I know. I thought I used to think I knew. I do think you've got to have a system, a government that responds to the needs of the people. But I think you've got to try to do that through democratic means if possible. But, and I just don't know whether it's possible or not. I mean, and so I suppose that I'm, this day and time, as some of the kids call me, I'm a, well, they call me a relic of the 30s.
A relic of the 30s?
Relic of the
30s. I'm reading the book with that phrase.
You know? I, well, I...